I am happy to welcome cellist Jennifer Kletzel to the show today. She is from the Cypress String Quartet. And Jennifer, we've talked a few months ago about your recordings of the Beethoven String Quartets, and your final concert as an ensemble just released is your final recording together, which features the string sextets by Johannes Brahms. Wanted to ask you how you decided on these works by Brahms as your final recording project.
Sure. Well, it's a great question. So we had a lot of when we realized that our time together was going to wrap up and come to an end after 20 years together, we had a list of things that we really wanted to achieve or have accomplished by the end of 20 years. And the list was really huge, really long. So we had to sort of take votes on what was, you know, what we really wanted to do more than anything else. And these sextets were something we really wanted to record because we had been performing them and performing them on a single concert, often back to back, many times in the last couple of seasons and with these two collaborators, and felt like we'd really come to a group consensus as to how we wanted to share that music. So it made sense. It kind of grew out of that then this would be a project that we do together, and that it made sense because of the timing. We recorded them in April and we disbanded at the end of June, that would be our final recording together.
Well, you typically, of course, record string quartets. So I have to ask, why the sextets as opposed to the quartets?
Well, I think, you know, what's interesting about Brahms is that Brahms had this feeling of having Beethoven or Mozart or the composers that came before him always looking over his shoulder. And so he had written something like 20 string quartets in his lifetime that he threw away before he finally published quartets later in his life. The very first piece of string chamber music he wrote was this Opus 18 string sextet. And it's phenomenal, and it's unique. It has a unique place in history. People before him, except for like Boccherini, hadn't really been writing string sextets, right? So, but from this point forward, composers are going to definitely visit the form. Think of Dvorak, of Tchaikovsky, Schoenberg, Korngold, Schulhoff, et cetera, et cetera. Strauss, you know. So many people came to this form, I think, realizing that having the power of two violins, two violas, and two cellos gives you more symphonic options for texture, enable you to use the lower voices as melodic rather than only as bass instruments. I think there's something about the pieces that are very special. So we had spent time performing the two pieces, and they're very different from each other. And yes, we had played the quartets as well, but we had spent more time doing the sextet, so it made sense to us that we would do this. Also, we were trying to capture something about the intimacy of opening up an ensemble to bring in friends to play.
Right.
And we recorded it playing for friends, so the whole project felt a little intimate in that way.
So you brought in Zuhl Bailey and Barry Schiffman, and you've collaborated with them before. So was this kind of special as your farewell project?
It was. I mean, so for seasons, actually, we had all known Zuhl and Barry for a long period of time, individually and also as our group. We had performed with them multiple times, and they knew each other, too. They had a friendship as well. When the group came together with this six, there was something that was very special about the chemistry, and so it made sense for us to then work with them consistently over a couple of seasons and then, you know, come into the recording studio and say, yes, this is the right thing to do. You know, it's very, when you're in a group that rehearses together every day for 4 hours a day for 20 years, opening the group up to anyone is always an interesting exercise, because it's like, well, will this kind of tip over the apple cart, or how will it contribute? How will having new people in the group and the energy that they bring, will it change the group? Will it push us in new directions? And I think these two artists, Barry Schiffman and Zuhl Bailey, are such phenomenal musicians and artists that they both embraced how the quartet worked, but also drove us to dig even deeper. And there was something very magical about it, which I think then for all of us, it made sense that this would be our farewell.
Now, when most listeners think about Brahms, I think they really think about the orchestral, the vocal and piano works that come to mind first. But certainly the chamber music repertoire is rich and can stand on its own. So what do you think makes these string sextets unique? I mean, he wrote these before he even wrote a symphony.
That's right. So the first of the sextets, the Opus 18, so he was just 27 years old when he wrote this. It's in 1860. He had just written his great D minor piano concerto. So that's that period of time. I think one of the things that makes this piece very special is that he was in a pretty good place in his life. He had this wonderful job where he had to teach a princess some lessons, some piano lessons, and perform at some court concerts. But he was mostly living in a castle and free to compose and take walks in the forest, where he got, like so many other composers, that's how he got his ideas, his musical ideas. So there's a feeling of great warmth and contentment in that piece, in the first of the sextets. And here he is, you know, really exploring what it's like to have six instruments playing. When he returns to the form about 4 years later, he's in a different place in his life. And so I think expressively, it reads differently. So there's a lot more loss and yearning and regret in there. So Brahms had fallen in love with a singer named Agatha von Siebold. And Agatha and he became engaged. And then and there are a lot of different rumors about what happened, but the engagement was broken off, and they never saw each other again, and neither of them married. But in the course of that next sextet, the Opus 36 sextet, he's working that out. He actually includes a cipher of her name in the first movement, along with a cipher of the word ade, which means farewell. So it's almost like he's saying goodbye to her through his music. Very cathartic in that way. And I love to, you know these backstories behind the pieces. I think for me, it makes them more personal.
And there's a little bit more meaning, obviously, to the work. What influences do you think there were in the first work? And do you see any significant structural or stylistic differences in that second one that is 4 or 5 years later?
Right. The first one, it seems to me to be looking more backwards. It's I think, especially like when you look at the last movement of the Opus 18, it harkens back to Mozart and Schubert, whereas the second sextet, the movement seemed to be moving, they're being pulled along more in the Schumann direction. I think they're a little more romantic in a way. So there's a little more classical and a little more romantic in there. For the first sextet, this was his first piece of string chamber music that he wrote, and he was a little insecure about that, so he sent it to his good friend. We're lucky that he had this good friend, the great violinist Joseph Joachim, and for his comments. And I love the idea of that. I have a lot of composer friends who will. There's nothing better than when I get a phone call from a composer who says, "Hey, I'm emailing you something or I'm texting you something. Can you sit down and play it and tell me how it works?" It's exciting to be part of that process. Well, Joachim was part of the process of that first sextet. And Brahms sent the sextet score to him and then said, "I've been working on this for a long time, and I'm not sure what you think of it, but please, give me comments." And Joachim read through the piece with his friends, and he made suggestions, including, he asked him to change. He suggested, why not change the opening melody of Opus 18, the very first movement, from the first violin, where it was, to the first cello, and then you can bring the violin after that. And Brahms took him to heart. He did exactly that. He adjusted the piece. And Joachim was impressed enough with the work that he arranged a premiere. Clara Schumann was at that premiere, and she was really taken with the piece, so much so that Brahms, appreciation of their years of friendship, arranged the slow movement as a solo piano piece for Clara, as well as a piano duet version for her. So I love, again, there's more of those personal stories. So it wasn't just Brahms working in a vacuum, having these brilliant ideas and writing them down. He was really working through this.
Quite a project for you guys to do as a farewell. And I know you've said that this is your final recording together as you part ways, but are there any thoughts about an occasional reunion for either a concert or maybe even an encore recording project?
It's only been 6 months, so it's a little early to tell, but nothing is out of the realm of possibility as far as I'm concerned. So we're all still on good speaking terms. Two of the members have moved to other countries, actually, so it's going to be more complicated, but nothing is impossible.
And you've been playing together for 20 years. So personally, as the cellist of the group, what do you think this experience has done for you as a performer?
The experience of recording the sextets or of being in a quartet?
I think about just playing with the Cypress String Quartet for 20 years.
Well, I feel phenomenally lucky, fortunate to have been able to make my living thus far as a performer. We were performing at least 100 concerts a year, getting to dive deep into the music with like minds. There's nothing like that. I learned a lot about how to present music, what audiences like. And I think, moving forward, each of us will take those 20 years of experience and be building upon that and also teaching from that. I think that there's a lot that we can share with people moving forward about how what our experience was like, and hopefully that'll help other people on their journeys too. And I think, you know, we ended with, and all of us are young enough that we'll be going into doing many other projects, so stay tuned to hear what those are.
I'm sure we'll be hearing from all of you a lot in the future. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike.